Okay, Apollo 8, we're starting in, setting up for our first comm test. This is going to be an uplink voice, ranging and full downlink, which is not anything really different than what you have on board. I'd like for you to verify that the S-band normal mode voice switch is in voice.
Roger, voice.
Okay, and the up telemetry data to data.
Roger, data.
Up telemetry command in normal.
Roger, normal.
High gain antenna to auto track. Or correct, that's
auto. We're in auto wide beam, and you can go ahead and dump the tape.
Okay, I'd like for you to go to narrow beam.
Okay, go to narrow beam now.
Right. And I'll give you a call when we get ready to work on the tape.
Okay, we're still in PTC, so you're only going to have it for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay, we've had some problems with our displays. I think they're straightened out now, but you may have to keep us advised that we run out of limits in case we lose our display again.
Roger.
And while we're standing by here, Apollo 8, the service module quantities that we had listed, we're going to try to update them. If you want to call down your quantities, have you checked them with your charts?
Negative, I haven't gotten around to that. Stand by.
Okay, there's no hurry on that. Just wondered if you had done it, we'll check it against what we get on our nomogram.
I'm showing a SPS helium pressure about 3570 indicated on board.
All right.
And fuel and ox tank pressures are 177 and 176 respectively.
Okay.
N2A is 2400. B 2500.
Okay. Okay, and the back room tells you that you've got the right F-stop.
Okay, I will keep using it. This PTC attitude really isn't the greatest for taking pictures of the Earth.
Right.
Or the moon.
Apollo 8, kind of stand by for a burst of noise as we change configurations on the ground. We're going into test one. You'll still have up and down link, and we'll be in this mode for 2 minutes, but you may hear some burst of noise as we change.
Roger.
Okay, Apollo 8, we're in the middle of our first test, and how about giving me a voice check?
Roger, Houston, this is Apollo 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Apollo 8 out.
Roger, and read you loud and clear. This comm is unbelievably good.
Good.
Okay, Apollo 8, we've finished the first test, and we're now going to change the uplink modes to uplink command and ranging, and we'll be going without the up voice. We'll be in this mode for 2.5 minutes, and we'll be sending a test message. It'll have no effect on either your computer or your panel switch configuration. Now, what you might see will be the S-band noise that's associated with a brake lock. However, should still have a good signal on your power meter. This is not a loss of signal, but rather just a loss of the voice modulation. And I'll give you a mark just before we do that so that you can turn your S-band volume down if you so desire. And we'll be back up in this mode we're in now in 2.5 minutes.
Roger.
Houston, we're about to disable the voice modulation on uplink, and we'll be back up no later than 12:13. five by, Houston. Follow 8, Houston.
Roger, Houston, read you loud and clear, hear me.
Okay, loud and clear, we're back up with you. Completed on a second test.
Okay.
Okay, our next test will be a test of the uplink voice and ranging with downlink voice ranging and low bit rate. So we'll be changing your bit rate on you, and we'll be making a voice check in the middle.
Okay, you're about added on the high gain. You might try to get it in, but it's going to hit the scan limit here any second.
Okay, Apollo 8, looks like we'll get our information before we lose the high gain.
Okay, we'll just leave it go.
Roger.
Well, they got the scan limit, we'll let it go, Houston, and, until it breaks lock.
Okay, Apollo 8, go ahead and switch to the Omni.
Are you done with your test?
Okay, we've got the three steps of the test, and we'll have to pick up the rest next time we get a look at the high gain.
Okay.